actually here to ask about Pavlik, if you want to get Canuck stuff out of the way. Andre has been voted the Bill Masterton Award winner for perseverance, dedication, and sportsmanship to the game. You're pretty close to him, I'm guessing. Have you seen those qualities in him this year and maybe the last few?
Yeah, I think, he shows in the games this year that, he's a guy who battles in the net, and he never gives up on those scoring chances. He's a great friend, and I'm happy for him that it happened. And obviously, if you can see during the game, he really care, and he's a that kind of guy, and I'm happy for him. Yeah.
The dedication part of the award. Have you seen him change a bit in recent years in the off season? Dedicating himself to being a pro.
Yeah, I think definitely. I think especially this summer, I think he. We always go together to Montreal like a month before the camp starts, but he always did that. But this year, I think he kind of started a little early, and very, very in check, and we working out together too. So and he never really did that before, and this summer he kind of started a little bit early, and I think it helped him. And you can see he's in definitely better shape. He lost some weight, too. So I think it helped him too, and it's a good thing for him.
And he seems to always be in pretty good mood, when it comes to sportsmanship of the game. He's kind of always, looks like he's having fun for the most part out there, tapping guys on the butt and smiling.
I think so.
He said he hasn't always been like that. He said it took him a few years to learn that, but...
I think definitely, especially when you're goalie, I think that there's a lot of pressure on you. And I think when he was younger, he was a little bit more, nervous. And those first games are definitely big for the goalie, especially if you do well, you can have good start. But if you do bad, it can be easy to go back again. And I think he still is a little bit sometimes nervous. But I think he got some experience now, and he's getting better on that. And I think you can see as he's a little bit more calm on the net too. And hopefully that's the thing that can help him.
And having fun too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think. He's definitely trying to have fun with it, and I know he's not like really staying maybe like long on the ice and stuff, but he tries to work hard with Vlad here, and I think it's good for him too, and it's been good.
In preparing for a Canucks team on Saturday afternoon, a team you're directly kind of jockeying with might end up being one of those wild card teams. What do you do to put those last two late losses behind you?
Yeah, just try to learn from it and forget it. I think we had a couple of days off now, so I think we have two practices, good solid practices. So just make sure we are ready for the game. I think it's one of the biggest games in the year, and we need to be ready for that. And just put those things behind, forget it, and make sure we are ready on the start and jump on it early.
How tough is it to lose Dustin Byfuglien for four of these last five games?
Oh, definitely, it's a loss. He's one of our best players, but he missed a couple of games before too, and we won the game. So I think that there is no excuse for that. I mean, we prove ourselves that we can play with even with some guys who are not in the lineup, and I think that's the mindset. It's a new challenge for the new guys step in, and hopefully we will.
Like, are you a scoreboard watcher, or do you just handle what's in front of you?
I don't know, like during the season, I don't really watch the standings, but obviously when it's getting in the end and when it's tight like that, you obviously try to follow that, what's going on, and I look at the standings and I know where we are, and every game is kind of like game seven for us, so it's gonna be tough for us, and we know we have the confidence here that we can do it.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah.